board for us.
I just want to listen to it for a few minutes.
This music's pretty good.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty epic.
It's called Epic Battle.
Appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
It is. And that's just it?
No.
Oh.
Oh no!
I was just gonna make a joke about how this is the music I want to hear every time I unzip my pants, but we're not supposed to.
You can say things like that. Oh, that's totally appropriate. That's fine.
It's actually kind of the music I hear every time I sit on the toilet too.
I just hear the whammy sound from the. What the hell was that show?
We do need a soundboard. We need
big money, no whammy.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, no, they have them, and then you can change, like, you can get your own, and then you can change, like, what each button is. Like, and so have, like, a bunch of different things. So you can know, like, okay, this is board 6, you can hit this button, and it's this sound effect. Then you can switch it over to another board, hit the same button, and it's something else.
I feel like it'll end up being an entire hour of all of us pushing different buttons.
That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would be total.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're literally, like, 5.
Yeah, we are 5 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we could literally just... Yeah, it would be bad.
It would be whoopee cushions. That's all I would push.
It would be whoopee cushions and something that sounds like a boot stuck in mud.
I don't want a sound effect of poop. I just want someone saying poop, and then that'll be...
We can isolate that.
It's my favorite word ever.
Poop.
It sounds funny. It looks funny written. It's about something funny.
He called the shit poop.
If you turn it upside down, what is it? Is it? It's either boob or dude. I don't know. Either one. It's awesome.
I think it's boob.
I believe it's dude.
No, it would be dude. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So no, if you turn it upside down.
No, I'm saying if you poop, flipped it all together. If you just
flipped
the piece,
it upside down,
if
it's
you just
gonna
flipped
be boob.
The piece, yeah. Poop? You mean boob?
What happens when you flip the O's over?
Afraid I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Larry forgot this is a comedy podcast.
I forgot. I'm not very funny.
The exit's over there, Larry.
Sorry. It's called Down Drinks with Unfunny Larry.
That's what every episode's been called so far.
I'm working on it though. Hey, I'm working. My self-deprecating bit's working though. It's getting some traction.
Hey, there you go.
Nice. All right, everybody. Well, welcome to another episode of Drinks with Larry. This is episode 4. As usual, this is a good episode. I've got on my left, I've got Daniel.
Oh, that's right. We're supposed to say hi.
Yep. Hi, Daniel. Burton across from me.
Hello, everyone.
And Brian to the right of me.
Hello.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So,
that looked as creepy as it sounded.
Yeah.
It
felt all right.
Sounds like angels.
I was trying to hide a fart.
I think we got a new intro music.
Yeah, that's great.
This is fantastic, to be honest with you.
I feel like I'm in like the chase scene in Home Alone. Where he's got to get back before the end of the evening.
So, are we the only ones who didn't get the comic book t-shirt memo?
Yes.
I have comic book t-shirts. I could have worn something.
I mean, I did laundry today, so this is like one of my extra shirts.
I like yours, like the pickup artist, and there's Spider-Man actually like kidnapping a woman.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's nice.
Kind of reminds me of my Magneto shirt, where it's Magneto holding two chicks, and it says Chick Magnet. But I'm too fat now, and I can't wear it. So I don't know what to do with it.
That does not look like a voluntary participant on his shirt there.
No,
that
she
looks like he's like stolen her like King Kong.
It looks like she's like beating on his chest.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Spider-Man is a little rapey. Just a wee bit rapey.
Yeah, no, that's...
Like, he's just shooting his white webs all over people.
I get it. It's definitely,
that's the Spider-Man way.
Definitely some unwanted bondage.
That's why Spider-Man memes are the best.
Yes, exactly.
No memes are better than Obama memes.
No, they are. No.
Actually, I would have to say the Obama with Biden memes.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are pretty good.
But
yeah.
Biden's still in them.
No, that's he's still in them, but I think it's enhanced by Biden being in them.
Like Biden, the one Biden just looking out the window is
it's
pretty
so good.
That's still the best one.
I can't think of anything specifically, but
You mean we can't you call in the Avengers?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They're it's not like real. Bummed out, yeah. Looking out the window on a fucking rainy day. Like
not even Iron Man. He's not real. Yeah.
Like it's spring vacation for a fucking 12-year-old, and it's exactly. Raining outside. And he's just gloomily looking out the window.
Well, that was always my favorite part about Obama, because when he would throw in those random comic book references, or he'd throw in those random nerd references, and people would get it. Mm-hmm. Like the one where he's like, "Well, the Pentagon finally got back to me, and they told me that they've been building Iron Man." Well, not really. Well, maybe. And I was like, that's the best. Like, this guy gets it. Oh, wasn't a great president. I mean, whatever, but he was good. So, speaking of superheroes, we were just talking earlier before we started recording that the show Defenders is coming out on Netflix.
Yes!
And I know that...
Sure, I'm looking forward to it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I never watched Iron Fist. So
I'm halfway through it right now. I think it's all right. It's not the best of them, but...
I'll be honest, in my opinion, Iron Fist, of the four shows of the characters, I don't really want to say it as the worst, but that's how I will describe it. Like, I didn't think it was that bad. Like, I know it got trashed by, like, every single critic
person,
out
every
there.
Every person on the planet. Yeah.
But all those shows have been good enough, even if Iron Fist is the worst, it's still...
Had it been the it first show, be like, had show. It been before Daredevil, I just have been like... Oh, this is still kind of cool. It's,
yeah,
you know,
and people would be like,
"Oh,
this is
a
game changer."
Book-y. It's a little bit more comic booky than, say, Daredevil has been, or Luke Cage, or Jessica Jones. But it still wasn't nearly as bad as they got. I think just the bar between the other three shows was set just too high. For
I know Burton's gonna know what I'm saying when I say that. Do you ever like? Kind of lukewarm about something, and then you hear someone saying like positive things about it, and you get more and more negative about it. It's like
absolutely.
You expect it, but the more I hear people say good things about Iron Fist, like,
off.
No, that show fucking sucked.
That's why I won't watch it.
I haven't watched it all, but what I would say so far kind of sets it apart in a negative way from the other shows is there's no fucking badass villain, at least so far.
They're honestly.
You can ruin it, that's fine.
No, I mean, I understand either the villains are already established or they're not. Like, Luke Cage surprised us because halfway through, boom, what's-his-name, Copperhead or whatever.
Yeah, that was kind of out of nowhere.
And then
there's
a completely new villain, but...
Sweet
D'Onofrio,
yeah.
Right? Vincent D'Onofrio is Kingpin?
That's Kingpin, yeah.
He was fucking amazing.
Daredevil, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is, right now, in my opinion, of the Marvel villains... Other than Loki, as far as, like, the whole Marvel, like, universe goes, other than Loki, I don't know that I can think of anybody better. I was not that impressed with Red Skull.
No, Red Skull was... He was...
I mean,
he was Red Skull,
but I mean...
But, there, like, things kind of changed after Red Skull 2, where Red Skull was good, but the movies still weren't that serious, and now Daredevil and the Netflix series have been... more dramatic and more serious because they can play him out over a series instead of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Kingpin was fucking amazing.
So. Yes, Kingpin, that I mean, I hate to say it, the guy's probably, because of the role and how good he's doing at it, will probably for the rest of his career and life be recognized as Kingpin.
He's already been in enough shit. Vincent D'Onofrio has been
in Law and Order episodes. I find it hard to believe his career is going to be defined by Kingpin.
I just remembered he was in Law and Order, but what else was he?
Men in Black? Yeah, you got me sugar water.
Holy shit. You don't matter. Soon you won't even be matter.
You know what really bothers me?
Jesus.
So, if you want to talk about Vincent D'Onofrio's greatest role, it's the alien from
What
Men
else
in Black.
Was he? He was in crazy shit when he was... Oh, how about
he was not
Full
in
Metal Jacket?
No, but Men in Black. No,
Full Metal Jacket.
Have you seen a kitty cat in here?
I'm actually changing my line. I'm going with Larry on this one.
No,
yeah,
he's
no,
always,
he was, yeah.
He's forever Gomer Pyle offing himself in the first half of Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, that's number two from Men in Black. Sorry.
No, definitely not. Stop doing that.
Have you?
What? That.
Apparently, he was in Jurassic World?
Oh, he was in Jurassic World, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got eaten by the raptor. Spoiler alert. Well, he got his hand ripped off. Sorry, this episode will probably be full of spoilers.
Yeah, he was the merc from InGen coming in.
Yeah.
Well, he's been
I never even realized
he's been in a lot of bad movies.
He was in The Cell. Like, he was...
I never saw The Cell.
Here's the thing. Irishman. He's been in a lot of bad stuff, but he's been awesome in bad stuff, too. Like, he's always been
Yeah, he's like our generation's Christopher Walken. That's what I'd say.
I think Christopher Walken is our generation's Christopher Walken.
No, Christopher Walken is... No. All right, fine.
Well, all right, so we pretty much can all agree that Iron Fist is the worst of the bunch.
I've never seen it. I'm trying to watch Jessica Jones right now, but it's hard to watch after...
I love Jessica Jones, too.
First. I should have watched Jessica Jones first, because it makes more sense now.
Well, I watched like 3 episodes of Jessica Jones when it first came out. Couldn't do it. Didn't get back into it. Watch Luke Cage, and literally, like, the 3-episode mark is when Jessica Jones kind of turns around.
Yeah.
And especially if you're used to Daredevil, like, you're used to that pace and everything, Jessica Jones is a departure from that.
Yeah, it's
but it was the first one. They're all departures from each other as far as style, but Jessica Jones was the first one. I was expecting the style of Daredevil.
Luke Cage was there. Just badass, though.
Yeah, Luke Cage was, in my opinion, was absolutely phenomenal. But I still know a ton of people. Like, you still go online everywhere, and people, like, rank them. They rank Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage,
I think Luke Cage is better than Jessica Jones.
I can see that. Style-wise, at least I understand.
We can always go back to Vincent D'Onofrio.
For a minute, and...
He's great on Twitter, by the way.
So, I looked at... I'm sitting here Googling it, trying to see what other movies he's been in. It's fascinating to read. What's more interesting is, like, the second thing that comes up when you start typing it in and it fills in is Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter is, one, very attractive.
Oh, shit.
And dating Sean Penn.
Jesus!
Sean Penn does like the younger ladies.
Yeah, I mean, ladies, it's very attractive. And they have it with a picture of Vincent D'Onofrio's face with his, like, scowl on it.
Oh, that's perfect. Like, that's absolutely perfect.
I don't think he's happy about this old man banging his daughter.
You picked the worst actor you could find, seriously.
No shirts, no shoes, no dice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, seriously.
God. That's the only thing I can ever think of when I think of Sean Penn.
Didn't he date Madonna?
Yeah.
Or he married to Madonna, wasn't he?
I don't know. Guy Ritchie was married to Madonna.
Sean Penn's old as shit. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted, but...
No, yeah. It's perfect. No, it's
in order, I just couldn't help but the picture of his scowling face. he had a very Kingpin look on his face right there, like he was going to bash someone's skull in with the door.
Yeah, actually, Kingpin reminds me... Yeah, he reminds me a lot of a couple of people that I'm actually personally friends with. How they just, I imagine them just sitting, staring at white walls, thinking about all the horrible things that their childhood was involved with.
I thought we weren't going there on the show there.
We don't want to go personal.
You promised not to talk about me.
But no, like, and then the reviews for the Defenders that has come out, everything I've seen at least has been positive. They're like, this is what, like, you would expect from, like, a Marvel show. Like, it's, the action is more like Daredevil, where it's just pretty much all, they say it's, like, pretty much all action the whole time. Like, because all the characters are now introduced, you have a little bit of a backstory, so now they just have to spend, like, 5 minutes introducing each other over the course of the first few episodes. I think it's still 10 episodes, isn't it?
I think 13.
Well, that's
I don't know
if
it's 13. I think all the other ones have been 13.
And that's the cool thing, I think, about the Marvel Netflix series, because, like, if you get into the DC ones, like, you watch Arrow, and Arrow just drags, and it's repeated.
That's why I can't do that.
Season after
season. I liked Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
We get it. You're not
Batman.
I liked
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The second season was good. After that, it's been downhill for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because, again, they have so much.
Yeah. What is it? It's like 30 episodes.
26 episodes.
Yeah, it's 26. And it's just over.
And they're hour-long episodes.
Yeah. Well, that was like...
Except for Flash. Flash is
Gotham has been okay. I've watched 2 seasons of Gotham, and I could keep with that, but...
The other one that's coming out now, the Fox, the X-Men one, The Gifted, comes out. And I actually think it's, like, an interesting storyline, because in, like, one of the previews, it has said, like, they're like... We don't know if the X-Men exist anymore. We don't know if the Brotherhood exists anymore. So it's like, it's almost like in, like, the timeline of Logan, where, like, the X-Men are gone, and, like, here comes, like, these new mutants and stuff like that.
What's up, like, Legion? I mean, it was a weird show.
Hey, you like that show.
But I love Legion.
Once I got like past how absolutely weird it was, like I did, I enjoyed it.
Like, the ending makes me think he's going to, if you've read the comics, Mojo World, which if you're familiar with the comics at all, that's like this creepy alien TV guy.
We're going
guy.
Too deep now. You lost me.
Oh, Jesus. You're going right. deep.
That's not even that deep. That's like a normal X-Men villain.
Don't go deep into shitty comics, Brian.
Mojo?
How dare you?
It's tough to make this character a TV show. That's what I thought. Because it half the time I felt like I was on drugs watching it, and it's been a long time.
That's why I won't watch it.
That's how you describe it.
I'll be convinced that I'm going crazy just watching this show. Like, all right, I've lost my mind.
Yeah, her Legion's kind of a mind trip.
No, it was good, and I actually think I set it for my DVR, and my DVR didn't record the first four episodes. So I went, oh, great, I'm screwed on this. And then I got Hulu, and Hulu had it immediately. So I was like, oh, all right, well, I guess it is a good thing I have Hulu.
Hulu owes us $5.
Yeah, thank you, Hulu.
Well, that's from Daniel trashing Hulu because I was on a Hulu binge.
Yeah.
Because that was on there. What was the other one that was on there? It was another...
I don't know if Legion's a good enough show to actually prop up Hulu as a legitimate streaming service. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I just meant it was on there. Along with... shit, what was the AMC? Preacher. Preacher was on there.
Oh, I tried to watch that show. I couldn't do it.
The comic's good, but the show's kind of difficult.
Well, the
to
show, from what I understand, the comic, like, they literally can't do that. Like, they have.
Oh, no, the comic is totally.
I'm guessing
fucked.
They'd either be.
Yeah, the
Netflix
comic is
or
fucked,
HBO.
And it's a really good comic series.
I'm not familiar
series.
With it. All I know is the shitty TV show. So, what's fucked up about the comic series?
Just some of the scenes and the dialogue and...
Well, as far as I know,
think
the one dude...
an R-rated podcast.
Yeah, but
honestly,
I haven't read it. I actually haven't read it in a while.
Well, the one character literally has an asshole for a mouth, right?
Yeah.
But they,
Arseface.
That stuff,
yeah, Arseface.
But that's something that actually made the TV show.
Yeah, he's actually...
So
yeah,
I'm guessing...
And it's basically, there's a lot of... Oh,
yeah, no, he's in the show,
yeah. His face is just an asshole, and when he
like,
talks,
the guy
he
goes
farts.
To,
yeah.
I just remember one of the trailers, I think the guy goes to smoke a cigarette, and it's literally just this, like, brown starfish sucking a cigarette in right
and
where
it's
his
like,
mouth
and he's
should
part
be.
Of the crew of these people that are out to go basically attack God. Like, that's the whole premise of
so
it.
So, I don't get how this gets made into a TV show, and I sure shit don't get what the fuck are you reading comics about guys' faces being assholes?
Because it's a really good comic.
What's wrong with your childhood?
Oh, don't talk. They were my only friends. I didn't have friends. I had my comics.
No, I just remember there was
and
something
even
about...
your comics were assholes.
Yeah. Even my comics were dicks to me. That's the worst part, and I'm going to go on a little rant here for a minute about nerds today. This
go
shit
on.
Pisses me off.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of everyone fucking calling themselves a fucking nerd right now, and I'm getting angry. Because they're not nerds. They didn't go through what actual people had to go through when you didn't have friends, and you actually had to rely on
you
fake characters.
You had friends.
Now I do.
You did, too.
And they were bullies... So and I'm not going to say any names.
They know who they are.
They were, yeah, everyone knows who, if you know me.
Yep.
He's smiling and giggling right now listening to it. He's like, that's me!
Anyways, they were all bullies, so I could really relate to, you know, that type of stuff. But yeah, this whole nerd thing, they're like, yeah, I'm a nerd.
That type of stuff, you mean like...
Being a
miraculously
loser.
Getting superpowers and
well, that's
being
the,
secretly
for,
important and...
Thanks for bringing it up. That didn't happen to me, honestly.
Okay.
Now I'm heavily medicated. I appreciate that.
Just realize how much of a villain Daniel looks like right now. He's still got his fucking tie on.
He's got
his
hair
slicked back. And... Jesus.
He looks like every rich comic book asshole bad guy.
What is it? Fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah.
Look the part.
Dress for the job. Dress for the job you want, not the one you have. Yeah.
He looks like the asshole that comes in like halfway through the first story arc of the comic.
Yeah.
Halfway through the first podcast.
No, finds the nerd like sitting there and like, oh, you're all alone? We can be friends. Let me go out and show you. Takes him out, gets him some hookers, and takes him to the bar and shit. All
so
I need is your soul in return.
Oh, I was going to say, so it basically is a mortal enemy arc, is what you're going for
exactly.
There.
Yeah, like
he
brings him out of his shell, but then
it's the Superman Lex Luthor
the
arc.
The hero's like, no, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I can't live this lifestyle with you, Daniel.
He's like, it's too late.
I've already ruined your life.
It's too late.
Well, that was like, I mean...
Sorry, I'll get off my rant now.
You've already signed a non-compete agreement.
This shit pisses me off so much. Every time I hear that, I'm like, I'm such a nerd.
No, you're not. Just shut up. Look, I found glasses. Nope.
I found glasses.
Shut up.
I haven't been able to see since I was 7, you bitch.
I'll get on this nerd thing, and it's about Star Wars and how mainstream Star Wars is. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
I know, it's pissing me off. I'm like, I had to sit through the prequels. I had to sit through all the comics. I had to read
even before the prequels.
No, but I read all the books. I had all the books, and I read all the stories, whether they were good or bad and everything. And now it's
asshole that's seen a few trailers, and like the newest movie wants to talk to me about Star Wars. It's like...
I know.
That's true.
Like, don't reach out to me like that. Come on. Just go away.
You guys know me. I love Star Wars. But nowhere near like you guys do. Like, I love Star Wars.
Oh, I think it's great.
I love the movies.
Yeah.
I have not read, like, every paperback ever written.
I haven't read every one. Larry might have.
Well, I have them on the shelf right behind me.
I read a lot.
In chronological order.
I I think I actually made a tweet to Lucasfilm once complaining about the fact that they destroyed my book library. Because they turned all the original books into legends. And now it's not canon anymore. Gotcha. So basically, and me and a lot of other people were complaining that 20 years of my life was fake. Like,
I remember,
like, fake. Like, I know Star Wars is fake. Disclaimer, I know it's not real. But
you don't know that.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Far away.
But if you believe in an infinite universe, then Star Wars does, in fact, exist.
How do we go from episodes about our sex lives
somewhere?
This is how we go.
Star Wars exists.
Well, because, Bert, you're the only one who has a sex life, so this is why we're talking about this.
I read a lot of the books, then I started getting laid and stopped reading the books, and now I stopped getting laid, so Star Wars is now pretty much the big thing in my life again.
Oh, no, I hate that, though. People come up to me, and they're like, hey, Larry, so I was watching Rogue One, and that takes place between... I'm like, just go away. I'm like, it's so obvious there's a death. I know, but when did this happen? I'm like, you know what, just
it happened right before the first movie.
And then they're like, which one?
The first movie.
Doesn't matter, Brian. And now everyone's like, it's just...
The one called Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like that. And then
it's before that one.
Yeah, and it's... But it's one of those things, like, I read all the books, I have all the comics, like, I love it, I absolutely love it.
Just so everyone knows, we are surrounded, literally surrounded by Star Wars shit right now.
I look at Larry's refrigerator, and there's, like, the...
There's the,
like,
Han in Carbonite.
Yeah, Han Frozen poster, like, on the side.
There's R2-D2 up above.
In front of me, we got white Stormtrooper mask, Boba Fett mask, Darth Vader mask, above his kitchen cabinets.
Hey.
On the other side,
it's the not as good chewy.
That's
mask.
The talking mask.
Exactly.
Behind me, Burton, that mask is movie quality. Son of a bitch.
Literally, there's Dagobah decorative fake.
No, that's my Groot tree.
Okay, Groot.
If you look at the bottom, Groot's at the bottom. Yeah, that's...
Isn't that a Cryat dragon?
Cryat dragon from Tatooine. Yeah,
that's not.
And then Larry's bookshelf is not ruined because of the books. Because the only thing on his bookshelf are other Star Wars figurines.
All right, well, here's the problem I have, though, besides being just a complete loser. People will come in here and see this, and because of the way that things are now with nerd culture, they think I just got into it.
Yeah.
And this pisses me off more than anything. They're like, oh, you like Star Wars? I'm like, I have an R2-D2 cooler in the basement, okay?
No, I don't like Star Wars. It's part of my life.
It's part of my life. It's actually part of who I am at this point, and I really enjoy it. But it's like people are always like, oh, you're one of those guys. I'm like, no, you're one of those guys. You don't know what you're talking about. You didn't start watching the movie until The Force Awakens came out. And
you're like, I've been one of those guys a lot longer than you've been one
exactly.
of those
guys. Exactly, yeah. Or my favorite is when I hear people talk about stuff. Like, I heard a guy once talking about a Batman story, just to kind of, and this is, you know,
you are really getting further into nerddom.
I don't care.
Let him.
Will you let me fucking vent?
You're like,
obviously, this episode's getting deleted.
Oh, no, this one's going on.
Please, Larry, share your inner pain.
It's getting to, like, PAX.
Fucking nerd.
It's getting to, like, Comic-Con argument stage, where I'm going to get in a fight with you.
I don't want to get a fight about it. My point is...
Yes, you do.
I like to correct people.
No, I've been a bigger nerd than you for a lot longer.
Yeah, they're like, well, someone sent me something, and they're like, well, you know, why don't we just send the Death Star? And I always want to be like, do you know how much suns would take to power the Death Star? And they're like, whatever. God. And I'm like, this is a work email. I shouldn't be sending this.
Well, isn't that the point? Like, they can never, like, you can't understand, like, just because, like, you're older now and you get exposed to Star Wars, so you're kind of into it, and you're like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand how much that fantasy world was a part of people's lives growing up.
Well, that's all
up,
we had.
You know? Like,
we didn't have all this stuff. We didn't have...
I was going to say, like, the new nerds or whatever, like, because of social media and everything, like, it has changed. So there is no... The nerds, like, sitting at home by themselves.
Yeah, they can find other nerds.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Other nerds.
It's way too easy for them.
I would go to the library.
I'd like, Larry.
Yeah. Danny would have
bullshit. Monsters.
Hey.
Monsters.
Hey. I'm sorry.
Do we have to keep doing this?
Just to have friends?
That was great. I'm seriously.
Get losers.
I'm glad I was by myself for so long, because I'm glad no one witnessed that for a while.
I remember when the internet, or the internet, when the WWW came to town.
Yeah.
And
World Wide Web.
At the Medina Library.
The Library Net.
Yeah, the Library Net. Library Net.
So what the fuck was that?
Playing Doom.
What the fuck was the network?
It was the chat network. Remember all that?
No, it was the... God damn it.
I forget what it's called, too.
Remember, it was available at the hospital first. It was like...
I just remember you had to dial up.
Get a dial up. But here's the best part.
It was something that I...
But here's the best part about that. This is one of the funniest things ever, because I remember when the internet came out, and I knew you, Daniel, used to go with me to the internet, the library, and that's where we got all our information, because we didn't have computers back then, you know?
That's where we got all our information.
No, I mean, hold on. You had to go to the movies and stuff, like rumors and stuff. So what would happen is, and I... Maybe this is by myself... I'm just imagining friends were there, I guess.
Yep.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh,
but,
shut your mouth.
Larry,
you had a trench coat, you son of a bitch.
Let's do it together. We all went
Daniel
to the library
together. Daniel was playing
together.
In a giant private library.
Oh, bullshit.
Literally.
Daniel looked like a shitty Highlander walking around when we were in high school, so let's not sit there.
Then Columbine happened.
My
it was
trench
like,
coat
oh,
is
I
cool,
can't wear
Larry.
This trench coat
yeah.
anymore.
Let's go get Chinese food, and I'll show you how sweet I look when I spin around in my trench coat.
First off,
I don't go to the buffet. Is like you people go
it
to.
Was and is cool, and I really do wish I could still fucking wear
sounds
it.
Like somebody hit it.
It's not a trench coat, it's a duster.
It's
oh
not
God.
A duster.
Oh,
it's
I'm
a trench coat.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
That's the It's Always Sunny right.
It's not even a trench coat.
I even know.
No, it was a coat, but it was but when the internet came in, this is what was funny, because there was this big thing where they had this huge sting about people were going on there to look at porn, because it was like internet porn back then.
What?
Yeah. So what happened
How
was...
How dare they?
I was in there when they were interviewing people that were using it, because they were starting to do the story for the Gazette. I mean, you have to imagine this is back in the 90s when people, before everything was like... It was just getting started, right? So when you were still downloading like that Pamela Anderson photo that would take like click, 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 you know?
Oh, yeah. Line by line. It comes
so
out, yeah.
I'll never forget this. So the guy, the reporter is talking to me, and he goes, so what do you usually come up here for the internet? And I was like, oh, I like to read like... whatever they were called back then, web pages, but they weren't like blogs back then. What were they? There was something.
They were porn.
No. But
you like to look at porn.
No, I found a bunch of...
the words you're looking for.
Are you looking for message boards?
Message boards, yeah. No, I found a bunch, and I used to print out on those dot matrix printers, like, the scripts for the Star Wars movies, so I could take them home and read them.
Oh, that's great.
And I would go, and I would print out, like, blooper pages, so I could print them out and go home and watch the movies
Wait,
with them.
Was it, like, still the continuous paper?
Yeah, it was, like,
the perforated, yeah.
Yeah. So I would take that home with me, so the reporter's like, so what do you normally do up here? And I started, like, getting excited, because I thought he cared what I was doing. And it turned out I wasn't looking at what he was looking at, so he just ignored me. And I felt like, I felt even worse. And I still remember that to this day, and it really has driven a lot of my decisions in life.
I will say, this is a little off track, but I remember the first time I tried to use the internet at school to actually try to research a paper I was writing in school, and it was about the atomic bomb. And I think I was in maybe 7th or 8th grade. So I go to the library, and we're allowed to use the computers, get on the internet, search atomic bomb, and I kid you not, I'll never forget this because it was goddamn traumatizing. The first result is some porn site called the Atomic Donkey or something. And I'm literally like, delete, delete, get off this immediately. What the fuck?
No, the early days of the internet were the wild, wild west, man. Yeah, it was.
I still remember.
It wasn't as tame as it is now.
No. Before it was driven to the dark web.
Before it was all pushed down. Yes.
Well, I went up. I had my U.S. government class, and we had to go up there. We had to do a paper on like the White House or something like that. So we went to whitehouse.com.
Yeah, I remember that site.
Every single class did the same exact joke. It was the only porn site that they could not figure out how to block because you had to block them individually. So they're like, oh, we can't take away whitehouse.com. It's like, well, whitehouse.gov is the one you want. But back then, everything was .com. So everybody went on, oh, we're doing looking up the whitehouse.com. And you open it up, and it's literally like a $3 bill with a chick blowing, pretending to blow Bill Clinton or something like that in the logo.
My whole point about all this was basically...
Didn't take long to get the two girls, one cup.
Yeah. Well, my whole point about this whole nerd thing, though, is that they don't realize...
the full-length movie's called Hungry Bitches.
They don't realize the difficulty and the struggle of how to get that shit.
Larry, you've turned into one of those people that's like, you don't know the struggle.
No, I am. And I realized that the other day. Somebody was talking to me about
it.
I was
such
like,
an old fucking man.
I was like, you son of a bitch. You don't even understand what we had to do. I'm like, we didn't have talkies back when I was a kid, you son of a bitch. We had Nickelodeons.
So this made me think of you today. Like, Ghostbusters was just on AMC or some shit randomly, and I was just on it for a second.
Makes me think of Larry too.
No, but not just that. But at some point, not Venkman. Who was the tall one with the glasses?
Egon.
At some point, is just like a. Yeah, the receptionist is like,
oh, I know exactly what you're
what
saying.
Magazines do you read and stuff? And he's like, print is dead. And that's so long ago. I was like, holy shit. Ghostbusters, signs of the times.
Who still reads print? Yeah. This is back in the 80s.
It's like, it's just, oh, it was so great.
Yeah, thanks.
He just nonchalantly, like, doesn't even look at her. He's like, print is dead.
It is dead. Yeah, but that's what, so... That's the end of my rant for that. I just wanted to complain for a minute because it drives me crazy. Because then I'm like, people are complaining now that there's a new Star Wars movie every year, there's a new Batman movie every year.
Oh, that's
terrible. It's horrible. Yeah.
Oh, I have friends that are like, oh, it's another superhero thing. Oh, who gives
shit
about
that?
Please, like,
could you give us another Titanic? Could you please give us another? You know,
here's the thing. I get that superhero movies, or like Star Wars movies, get bigger play in Hollywood right now than anything else. And the divide is getting bigger and bigger. But there are so many more mediums for you to go find awesome fucking movies.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That aren't huge blockbusters. That didn't exist our whole fucking
childhood. And now you can watch tons of different movies and...
Yeah. Like, if you really want to see a good movie, I recommend a Serbian film.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
Don't look it up.
I don't want you to finish
I think you just said it.
Don't ever look it up. It's one of the worst. I've never seen it. I've read about it. Don't ever
I've
look
only
up.
Read about it, and I know I will
not. I don't even
want
to talk about it. All right.
If there are actually, like, articles to read about a film without actually watching the film, you know it's pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's been banned in a few countries. It's not a good movie. Yeah.
So,
anyways, back to
I'm not
going to
Google it.
Thank you.
Honestly, the rise of like superhero. All right, I am going to Google it. Right now. The rise of superhero movies and Star Wars coming out every year. It's more proof that fucking nerds rule the world.
Yeah, well,
they grew up. They're the only ones
now
with
we have
money.
The
they're the only
exactly.
ones who
they're well, catering to our generation who fell in love with this shit and had to work and work and work to find it, completely immerse ourselves in it. It wasn't fucking easy. And now, we're going to sit back and you can make an awesome movie and we're going to be like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, and by the way, we had to sit through the first Spawn movie, okay? We had to sit through...
nothing wrong with that movie.
Nothing wrong with that movie.
Nothing wrong with that movie.
I mean, I like shit
we had to
garbage,
sit through, what,
okay?
Three shitty Punisher movies?
Yeah, I mean, I have Deathstalker 1 and 2 on DVD, so I don't...
Seriously, you have no right to talk shit about
the talk shit about it. If I think it's a bad movie, it's garbage.
No.
Oh, God,
Flash Gordon. Whoa. No.
Dude, I will end our friendship right now.
So this will be my last appearance on the podcast.
Your appearance is about to end in about 30 seconds.
this episode is for a very limited audience, I'm thinking at this point.
No, no, Flash Gordon, oh my god, the first time I saw Flash Gordon, I tried to throw a couch through a window, I was
See,
so
and
excited.
Even now, people are going to think like, oh, he saw Ted, and it's hilarious.
No, fuck Ted, I got I the know. Joke in Ted. But
I
that's,
know,
you're right, because this is, pisses me off.
I can vouch for Larry on this. I know Larry, I met a friend of Larry's who lived in Rochester, so I didn't know him while they were living up there. I literally heard stories about them getting drunk, watching Flash Gordon, and trying to throw couches
through
out
windows.
Of the fucking
yes.
window.
Yeah, because we were so excited every yeah. time that Flash theme song came on. Like,
and this
but she
was
like, go
what?
Flash, go! We were just like screaming.
And this was at least 15 years before
oh, and,
other
yeah, this
people
is back
made references.
In, this is 2000, yeah.
Because there were multiple people there doing it, and yet they couldn't manage to get a single couch through the window.
Yeah, well, welcome
it
to
says
the...
something about the crowd.
By the way, when I call myself an actual nerd, I'm not smart at all. Like, I'm shitty at math and stuff. Like, so that
was
made
that
it even
a geek.
Yeah, but that made it
even
worse
even
growing up.
Anymore.
That made it even worse growing up. Like, I was like stupid. I'm still stupid, but I was stupid, so I couldn't figure out math. But I was like into this stuff, and I couldn't figure it out. It's just, you know, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's just move on. But
well,
yeah, no Flash Gordon. Like, it's good though. But we sat through all these movies, and like Blade was amazing. Like, I love Blade.
Shut Blade? Up!
Whoa!
You're gonna talk
that's
shit
strike...
about Spawn?
What?
Spawn was fucking
oh
terrible.
My.
I love.
Listen, I'll give you it's a bad movie.
No, listen,
okay?
I love.
You, but Blade,
the
come
Spawn
on.
Comic
some
book.
Motherfuckers
come
always
on.
Try to ice skate uphill, and you are doing that right now. You
Jeez,
son of a
bitch. Seriously, I remember when McFarlane got fired from Marvel for putting the what was it? Was it Spider-Man putting the sword into Juggernaut's eye, and they're like, oh, you can't do that. You have to have it
oh,
just close
to
the
that?
Eye.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's like, all right, I'm out.
And
that's when he started
comics.
Image.
Yeah, yep.
Like,
I had
Spawn
the
number
ones,
one.
Going too, for, yeah.
Exactly. Those were the first, like, number ones I tried to actually
Me too.
Buy.
Because they were those super glossy. Well,
yeah.
They were bright colors.
And instead
awesome.
Of, like,
yeah.
falling in
By
love
way,
with something and trying to buy the old number ones.
Now, but whatever.
Okay.
But
hold on, I want
Blade,
to back up. You don't
Wesley
like
Snipes.
Blade,
but they ruined Spawn. Blade what? At least was
Blade was a perfect
what?
Comic
at least
book
the
movie.
First one.
It was a
it's
comic
fucking
book movie.
Wesley Snipes when Wesley Snipes was still Wesley Snipes.
And I'm sorry, aren't you
know
a
what?
Big fan of
that?
No, he was still
I want
Willie
like Strike
Hayes.
Three. Are you ready?
Oh,
are you
no.
ready?
Oh no! Don't even do no. it, Daniel.
I like Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider movies.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. I fucking like them.
Because they're the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
So I'll take my strike.
That's not a strike three. No,
I'll
right,
go with
no.
strike four.
I feel bad for you
I
right
think
now.
Nicolas Cage would have been great in Superman.
Nicolas Cage.
I would have paid to watch that. Absolutely,
Nicolas Cage
yeah.
has been great.
I saw those photos and
I
was like, yeah.
That costume he's wearing.
Nicolas
yeah.
Cage has been great in one comic book movie, and that was Kick-Ass. And he was still fucking terrible.
Oh.
And that too. Oh, my God. When he's fucking dying.
Kick-Ass is great.
When he's on fire, he's like, baby girl.
That is true.
Yeah. And Kick-Ass is just sitting next to him watching him burn. Die, and yes. you can tell it's like, it takes me out of the movie because even the character's looking at him like, really, dude? You're
yeah,
acting like
control.
This right now? What
yeah.
the fuck?
Well, I mean, I think that comes, I think Nicolas Cage's greatest,
so good.
Greatest contribution to film was Con Air. So, I mean,
I see, I would go with The Rock over Face Con off. Air.
No, what was
no,
it?
The Rock.
Some of the
shitty
ones.
That's a
like,
legit movie.
Wicker Man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have not
that
even
was a remake
seen
of
Wicker
the
Man.
One, yeah.
But apparently, like, there are these, like.
The bee scene.
And apparently, that wasn't in the original.
No.
They put
really
it into
bad.
VHS because they
really
realized
bad.
This was
yeah.
one of those over the top Nicolas Cage
bad,
performances.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
So he has this goddamn
screaming.
Basket over his head and these so called witches that. Well, if you haven't seen the movie, which I have
spoiler alert,
but I've seen a
don't
sum
see
up.
It.
He like,
don't look at 10-year-old no. or 20-year-old Nicolas Cage movie.
Not even. This was recently.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that recently, right?
Wicker, no, Wicker Man's kind of. No.
Maybe 10 years.
I
at
think
least,
you're
at least 10.
But I know
yeah.
he's running around punching women. This yeah. whole time, like, straight up, like,
he
walking up to him.
Movie,
hey, how
he?
You doing?
Shut
and
up.
Then beats the crap
Does
out of women.
Does he fight a bear in that movie, too?
I don't know. I
Nicolas
think no.
Cage
it's a woman
greatest.
Dressed
as,
as
a
bear.
That's what it was. Yes, yes. I remember he
but
punches
then,
a bear.
The end scene, like they put this basket over his head when they're killing him.
Wicker Man bees
and
number
then,
two,
and
Google.
Then start dumping bees in this basket, and he's just like, you see a close up of his face. He's just like, oh, not the bees, not the bees.
This is the number one thing that comes up on Google under Wicker Man, not the bees.
Oh yeah, that movie
so great. Like, God. He is so terrible and good at the same time. Like,
that's not recent.
I'll be honest. That was an episode of Community. That's they took a class called, like, Nicolas Cage, Good or Not.
Yeah.
And they were trying to weigh his good performances versus his bad performances. Yeah, he
turned into, like, a big internet. Yeah. Like, a big, like, subculture joke thing. Like, David Hasselhoff is right now. Like,
Raising Arizona? Awesome.
He's awesome, though.
Anything else Nicolas Cage was in? Awesome. No. But because he's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider, I thought they were good movies. I liked them.
Alright, I'll be honest. The second Ghost Rider I watched, the way they filmed it screwed with my brain. Well, like, I will admit,
I was surprised that there were two of them. But yeah. I did enjoy them. Yeah.
I can't bash it because I've never watched it just because I thought, especially at the times they were made, like, there's no way they're doing Ghost Rider justice, even visually.
He's hardened.
So I'm
they did okay on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with him, but it wasn't, like, the main Ghost Rider. It's the newest season of the one that should be coming out soon. Gotcha. Like, the first half of the season has Robbie Reyes.
But they had to cancel. They could only put him in so many episodes because it cost so much money to do the effects on his skull.
I believe that.
Yeah, well, maybe like, there's a handful of episodes he's in where he's not even
season and about, do five good ones instead.
Well, that's why. The DC stuff, even but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Marvel, but the DC stuff's always their shows are so long.
Yeah,
but my fave is
way too many episodes.
I mean, the Flash hasn't really, not yet.
Oh, that's right.
The Flash hasn't really jumped the shark yet. Arrow, I think, couldn't top itself, in my opinion. The end of season two, like the last five episodes, is like the final battle.
And then you're like, any comic book
movie, and you're like, this is amazing. And then season three happens, and you go,
they just started.
What the fuck just happened?
They just
it's like right after that, they're like, we can't do any better than this.
Well, that's why
let's promote these two characters and say that try to do a will they won't they arc for the entire season.
More Supergirl.
Yeah, it does.
A target. Oh my.
Yeah. Oh.
Now available at Target on DVD. Seasons up.
No, because even in the I think that's the problem with DC is they can't figure out how to. They're really good at making animated movies. They're amazing at making animated movies, but they cannot figure out live action stuff yet.
Well, I heard DC Wonder. I haven't seen Wonder Woman, but I've heard. But I've heard it's very, really, very good.
Yeah.
But even
it is good
because she's hot.
Oh, she is gorgeous.
Yes. Supergirl's good.
Supergirl's good because she's sassy and eats donuts.
I know.
You watched it too?
I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. I want to.
Okay.
No, Wonder Woman's a good movie.
I'll definitely see it, but Batman vs. Superman left such a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, Wonder Woman just looks like such a ripoff of the first two Captain America movies.
But it's not, though. It's totally different.
It looks exactly the same.
No,
except it's only Wonder Captain Woman America instead, is which a is woman. Awesome. Yeah. I'd much rather watch Wonder Woman than Captain America.
I understand completely, but it's still DC, like, ripping off, trying to...
It's different. It's a little different.
It's World War One, not World War Two.
Yeah.
They're trying to follow Marvel's...
Yeah.
Steps.
It's different in just the right way.
Yeah, it's perfect for what it is. Yeah.
When you look back at the steps Marvel took to create the Marvel Universe and the stuff that's successful, mm-hmm. like going back to the Defenders and Daredevil on Netflix, that was a big step. Everyone's like, why aren't they making a Daredevil movie again if they're going to try to reboot it so it's going to be fucking shitty? And all of a sudden you're like, no, it's actually amazing. It's great.
Yeah. But we also had to sit through, like, I have the original 1994 Fantastic Four movie.
Not even that far back.
But my point is
I
still have
that movie is brutal.
With Dr. Doom's fingers clicking.
I watched it on YouTube.
X-Men movies, I'm like,
they've changed
the original ones, I'm like,
Have you seen the 1990s Captain America movie?
Oh, absolutely. Where he fights the guy on the beach?
Or
when he's standing there in this... I'm sorry.
That is a comic book
movie
right there.
He's standing there. The best part, the guy's in the alley, and he's like... Captain America, like, lazily throws his shield over his head because it's, like, the 80s. And the guy goes, ha-ha, you miss me, sucker. And then the shield goes...
And then it comes back.
And it makes that 80s whoop! And it comes back and hits him in the head, and everyone's like, oh, Captain!
Oh, Red Skull, obviously, in his latex mask.
Or when Iron Man stands up, it just looks like a giant trash can, and he can't move because it's the funniest... And then Thor is just a... Looks like a drunken homeless man with feathers on his head on the subway. It's crazy.
Nothing
beats. What about the Nick Fury movie? Do you remember that one? Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., starring David Hasselhoff.
Oh, God. I don't remember that. You know what that movie reminded me of? Do you know what that movie reminded me of? There was a show that Hulk Hogan was in where he drove a boat around.
Yeah, Thunder in Paradise. And that was fucking awesome.
But that's what that reminded me of.
It was like the
Knight Rider version of a boat.
It was Baywatch.
Yeah, it was Baywatch, but with Hulk Hogan.
Actually, Knight Rider. It's better. Knight Rider's a better example because I remember the boat was so cool, and it was like a stealth boat, and it was Hulk Hogan.
And all they could do, Suburban Commando. That's a good movie.
I'm not saying it's not. That movie's fantastic.
What are you going to do? Beat me up?
No, man.
It's the 90s. I'm going to sue.
Christopher Lloyd's best line of that movie, I was frozen today.
I remember Baywatch Nights. That's as far as it goes.
Where they would put on their sweet outfits and they'd go out at night. And
I don't know. I just remember Nights. Carmen Electra stripping behind like a silhouette curtain.
My goddamn teenage mind was blown.
I'm like, this is it.
That's it.
This is the highlight of my life.
I'm peak right now.
Yeah. I have to move to California to be a private detective.
That was me during Dusk Till Dawn, the Selma Hayek scene.
Where she's dancing with the snake. Well, see, but then that's the thing.
No. The Selma Hayek scene was... God damn it. What's the name of the movie now? With Antonio Banderas.
Desperado.
Oh, my God. When she's...
My favorite scene in that movie is where he's like, what is in that bag? And he's like, my guitar. It's not a guitar. It's a gun for anyone who doesn't watch the movie. It's crazy.
It's not just a gun.
It's a lot of guns.
It's a whole guitar case full of, like, libertarian jack-off guns.
It's great. Like, there is no government.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Well, actually, there was a... Somebody asked, because The Walking Dead is, like, falling off just like so much. Like, I like the first season.
I like the last season. It's changing. It's going it's, like it. It's
that whole zombie.
Well, now they're getting ready for a time jump and stuff like that. So I don't know. But all I know is they asked people why they are still watching it. Why is it so popular? And most people are answering now. They want to see what the world would be like without a government. Well, and that's why they're watching. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Can we get back to people with capes and awesome cars?
Yes. I can't handle zombie movies. Like, the zombies make me uncomfortable.
We use it. I like it because...
You're telling me you don't like Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead is fucking awesome. Hot Fuzz is even better.
That doesn't mean I like zombie movies. That is probably the only zombie movie I actually enjoy.
Really?
I like them because, like, I don't know, the group of people taken away from social constructs and seeing what the hell they're going to do appeals to me. I think you like it because people bust each other in the head with shovels. Well, I think that's why everyone likes it. It's the ultra violence. That's not true. I'm not a fan of ultraviolence.
I was just going for a clockwork order.
No, like, Lord of the Flies is my favorite.
I'm trying to hide it, but I'll just bring it out to the top.
Lord of the Flies was my favorite book.
She was very badly raped, you see.
And it's like the kids.
Exactly.
So creepy.
Go away, the isolated community. All of a sudden, no laws and everything. Let's see how moral people really fucking are. It's just interesting as a story. I don't think it's a reflection of reality by any means, but...
But that's what they were going for with the Night of Living Dead and Walking Dead to show. Yeah, that's why they did malls and stuff.
Those were isolated. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isolated situation, so you shut off.
Consumerism, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
George A. Romero, R.I.P.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't stand zombie stuff either. I'm with Daniel on this. It's so...
Yeah, but that's because you're afraid of it.
Well, I'm afraid of the dark, yeah.
Well, see, I liked it, and then, like, The Walking Dead came along, and literally everything is now zombies now. It was, like, right before that, everything was vampires.
It was before Walking
Dead. Do you know why
everything
was vampires? Because of fucking Blade, man.
Zombie. No, everything was vampires.
Zombie culture was big before The Walking Dead, and they knew that zombie culture was big. Zombies were huge, going from Fet Life guy.
Yeah.
I thought we were going no callbacks.
Yeah, no throwbacks.
No, you're right though. Zombie culture was it, there was an, always an undercurrent of that going on, but it just
honestly,
it blew up
it goes,
again.
I read an article that says the zombie popularity, and even like I'm sure it ties into vampire and werewolf, all that shit, but especially zombie. It goes in cycles where it's popular in especially Western culture and everything when people have a feeling like they're powerless.
Yeah.
Especially to a government and shit like that. Yeah. All of a sudden, that kind of ideal, the zombie story, is appealing to where all of a sudden, all laws, everything is just fucking gone, and it's just you on your own against this mass
of just idiots.
Yeah, and yeah, you're allowed to just blow their heads off.
And I see, that's why I don't like zombie movies, because they're boring.
It's not boring, Larry.
That is boring.
What is boring? All right, tell me again.
So 28 Days Later with the fast zombies is boring?
I didn't like that movie.
Or 28 Weeks Later, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, exactly.
What about World War Z had fast zombies?
I didn't watch
that. But World War Z wasn't even zombies. It was just that's how the virus spread. Like, World War Z, they literally would just run up, they bite somebody once, and run away. Like, that was the whole point. Like, they didn't try to eat or anything like that.
Was it Romero? Romero was the one that said, like, any fast-moving zombie isn't a zombie. Like, directly aimed at any movie with
fast-moving zombies. Well, didn't they make them fast movies so they're scarier? I thought it was always scarier when they're just lumbering around because they were just always on their way.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, yeah, they kind of explained that in like the first season of The Walking Dead.
Like, no matter what I do, it's always going to be there. Always, yeah. I feel like I can outrun it, but I can't. It's always there.
True.
The first couple seasons. In the dark. Later,
stop it.
When you're trying to go to bed and you turn off all the lights.
I don't want
to
have it anymore.
It's scary. Can we go back to my flashy superhero?
What happened to those tapes? And
I know, I was all happy.
So anyway, Defenders is coming out.
No, forget Defenders. I want to talk about the new Justice League movie coming out. Because they don't...
Why?
Because
I don't want to at all.
I'm actually pretty excited about it.
Because Josh Whedon's redoing it?
No, Josh Whedon's redoing it, but I also think there's...
Okay,
there's only one reason, and it's a rumor. This is not a spoiler or anything. It's a rumor. Is that Superman probably comes back, right? Because he's got to come back. And he comes back in the black suit with the 90s mullet.
All right. So I hate it.
No, that's going to be awesome.
And even... Now I hate it more knowing that Joss Whedon's involved.
We had
because
to.
Because I thought about it for a second. Because it's keeping him from bringing back fucking Firefly. Stop
Firefly's
doing...
not coming back.
It would if he didn't have...
No, it's not. They've all
if he wasn't it would. Super if famous getting big fat checks from
exactly.
people. Yes, you're right. So let's all pray Josh Whedon's career changed completely so that he can finally get creative again.
Maybe he shouldn't have made that
I agree,
movie.
Actually.
You were the
That's
two
great.
Assholes that turned me on to Firefly.
No, I agree.
I love Firefly.
We should all boycott all Josh Whedon movies until he's fucking poor and broke again, so that he can start making quality stuff like Firefly, Dr. Horrible sing-along blogs.
Oh,
stop
good,
doing
yeah.
DC's
Let's
throwaway
all pray
shit
for his
that no one's going to like.
So Captain fucking Hammer.
I would just rather
get fucking Hammer.
I would just rather get him back in the MCU.
It's a metaphor for my penis.
The MCU was doing everything right, in my opinion, until I fell asleep during Doctor Strange. I still haven't been able to watch Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is pretty good.
That's a really good movie. You might be an idiot.
I might be. I'm not
you
gonna
might
lie,
be.
But I have not been able to get
a
through
harsh.
It.
That's what,
I know.
That's
what I know
like,
it's not
say.
So good that it would make him an idiot.
Don't talk to me, Mister.
For
I think
asleep
Spawn is
in
a good movie.
I mean, that happens.
Isn't.
People fall asleep.
I'd like to introduce you to my lawyer.
Hi, I don't think Spawn's a. I think Spawn's a good movie. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, it's just.
Fuck you, Larry.
Go. Well, all right. I'll
get out of that way.
That's fine.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like it was on Netflix. I didn't see it in theaters. I wanted to. I didn't end up seeing it in theaters, so I tried watching it on Netflix. I think I actually bought it because I buy them and then I keep them on the shelf chronologically because, well, you know, why would
you? Still buy DVDs?
Blu-rays, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I buy them for...
Well, that's only like 2005, so you're good. Mm-hmm. You're not totally behind the times.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
you have to come over and check out my Laserdisc collection.
Yes,
dude, if you had
collection.
A Laserdisc collection, I would come over and check it out because that is awesome.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Nobody
never
does.
Had.
It's
I know. Wasn't it Kevin Smith that had an extra saying that Laserdisc was the way to go and DVD would never take off?
Because that's another one of genius Kevin Smith ideas because he's such a...
like
a booming man.
Like Clerks 2. Anything after Chasing Amy, it was a shitty fucking Kevin Smith
idea. I like
idea.
Him as a person.
I do too. I
but
love
the problem
him,
is,
actually.
I was watching, he watched the ending of, what movie was it the other day? He watched the ending of something.
Oh, yes, and he was crying.
And he was crying.
I remember you showing
well,
me.
I was so mad.
Like
my phone,
at
Kevin
the,
Smith
at Flash,
is fucking bawling.
At the Flash episode where he was...
Come on.
Where
like,
his,
come
he,
on.
He has to decide, you know, his mother does have to die and it's the last time.
You know what? You know what? Shut up,
Larry. Let's not be too judgy about how other nerds even though they're much more successful. No, but he's
true. That's what I was just going to say.
How their childhood issues get expressed. I mean, who the fuck knows what he's got going
on? But he's another one of those guys. He goes on and on and on about how it changed his life, and I understand that.
But he's super fucking smart.
I know. Thanks like his, for bringing it up.
No, he is.
Unlike you, Larry, he's super fucking smart. Maybe
unlike
that's why he
any
cries.
Of us. Like, you've seen, I'm sure you've seen his, like, tour stuff where it's supposed to be, like,
Q&A. Oh, absolutely.
Q&A's,
no, I'm not bashing him. I think he's a good
guy. And he takes the first question and goes on.
A tirade.
And it turns into a speech.
Absolutely.
And, like, not even a rant or a tirade. Like, it literally turns into a speech.
Yeah. No, he's very good at that.
For an hour and a half to 2 hours. And
no, and I like him. I just don't think that, I think the crying stuff is.
I
don't care about the crying.
No,
stuff.
It's not
holy
manly.
Shit, is that? Are you picking on someone for not being manly enough?
Next time you cry, that's it, dude. It's going on. I'm going to videotape it. I'm putting it on YouTube.
He actually looks like he might cry now.
I think I'm going to cry now.
No, you're making jokes now. That's it.
Yeah, like, please.
My new goal in life.
When you catch
is to
me
make
crying.
You cry
you catch
as
me crying.
Often as possible. I don't know how I'm going to do that since you have no soul or no feelings, but I'm going to figure it out.
That hasn't been your goal since the day you met me, Daniel?
Well, no, that was like,
it has
as
not,
far as
which
like,
should
in
tell
the
you
last
something about
10
what's
years
going on
of,
right here.
As far as like in the last 10 years of Kevin Smith, though, I mean, in my opinion, I liked Red State. I thought Red State
Red
was good.
State was okay, but it was different.
It wasn't like his own, like, character Jay and Silent Bob universe type thing.
And I haven't seen Tusk. I kind of want to see Tusk because
I saw Yoga Hosers. I don't want to see
I want to see Tusk because of Red State. Tusk, I would imagine, is like Red State. Complete departure from the stuff that the early Kevin Smith stuff.
Oh yeah,
that
it's a complete it's a complete departure, but it's
like Clerks 2.
Yeah,
come on.
I mean,
man.
You can't fault
Clerks
the guy for
2?
Taking a paycheck. Every artist, you know,
but
Bob
that's not
Dylan
just
got whole
it.
Phases where
they was
paychecks.
About to do Mallrats too.
I'm not
and
blaming
Mallrats, well, like critically, is his worst movie.
Really,
I love Mallrats.
Mallrats.
That's what
a good
I mean.
Movie.
Go back
Mallrats.
To...
I liked.
It's not
but,
a
like,
schooner.
Critically, like they can't destroyed him.
You can't recapture that.
It's not a schooner. It's
he
a
can't
sailboat.
Recapture that.
It's
nobody
a
could.
Schooner.
So I don't blame him for it. That's why I'm more interested in like Tusk because I like Red State because it was a departure. He wasn't trying to redo. He wasn't trying to recapture the indie vibe.
Well, like, Yoga Hosers is the second part. Like, Tusk is the first movie in there, and then Yoga Hosers is the second movie of this trilogy. But it kind of, like, stands alone. Like,
too.
You don't have to see
Yeah, well, he's gotten more
Tusk,
into
but
mainstream
but
stuff
it's,
now, though, too.
But all
TV shows.
All Yoga Hosers is his Hollywood Babylon podcast.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm sure I'm not going to turn anyone onto that, you know, but... Still, it's basically his Hollywood, but it's his buddy, is the whole third act, and just does voices the whole time
and
stuff like that. Yeah,
I mean, like,
and, I mean, it's okay. It's meant. It's,
really
it's,
a,
me, it's meant.
Clerks,
they're meant to be more for
Mallrats,
younger kids.
Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy was good.
Were there any others? I'm trying to think if there's another one.
Dogma.
Dogma was good.
Those
too.
First three. He was like the last person, and the. Well, the first and the last person, indie style, to really capture the 90s angst, and it was just before it was gone.
Go on, yeah.
So then, like, recapturing it after that with sequels
it's too
and
late.
Shit.
Yeah,
Dogma
it's just,
was awesome.
Yeah.
Dogma was a big budget film and everything, and it was a paycheck, but I still loved it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a departure from that shit, but then trying to go back, like, with Clerks 2 and the Dogma.
You can't go back.
Well, even
though,
what was the movie, Zach and Miri? I liked Zach and Miri.
I never saw it.
I did like Zach and Miri, too.
I thought it was pretty fucking funny.
Was it?
And, you know what?
It is pretty funny.
Now that you say it, like, thinking about it, it's kind of like, it was the perfect kind of, the middle ground.
Yeah, like
where it kind of like it had the feeling, the vibe, a little bit of his early shit, and the.
Can we change the subject?
The big. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back to what was it again?
Can you go back to me?
What was the third Star Wars paperback that you guys read together out of 100?
The Thrawn trilogy, and it was fucking awesome.
Mine was Tales from Mos Eisley Cantina.
Okay.
No, I actually never watched Zack and Mary make a porno. I need to see that movie.
I mean, I would recommend at least to see it once. Like, there is definitely some funny parts. I mean, don't get me wrong. It does venture from what, like, you would normally expect from a Kevin Smith movie. It is basically, like, more of a rom-com, but like a raunchy rom-com type thing.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, you might watch it with your lady friend.
Maybe I'll check it out. No, because
don't watch it with your lady.
No,
someone gets There's literally an anal sex scene.
Oh, nice. I got frosted like a cake.
The cameraman is beneath him, and then the dude pulls out, and she's been drinking coffee, so she accidentally shits all over the cameraman.
Oh, nice.
Your lady friend will not appreciate that
no,
scene
she won't.
At all.
No, she
I got frosted like a fucking cake.
Interesting.
That's just like, well, no, and like Jason Muse is in it.
Yeah.
And where Dutch Rudder comes from. Like, if you've ever heard the Dutch Rudder. No, yeah. You move, I hold my dick and you hold your dick, but we move each other's arms with our arms. Nice. So it's like you're jerking yourself up, but someone else is jerking you hard.
The stranger.
That's what, no, you get to the double Dutch Rudder, then, which they don't mention, but they definitely should.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah, I never watched any of his other movies except for... I watched Clerks, I watched Dogma, I watched Chasing Amy, I watched Mallrats, and I watched...
Clerks,
Jay and
Mallrats,
Silent Bob.
Chasing Amy.
Jay and Silent
great.
Bob, that was about it. Yeah, and
Clerks 2.
Even Jay and Silent Bob was not great.
That was a little over the top. But anyway,
Jay and Silent Bob fun. Was just meant to bring it more mainstream.
Well, it was fun, it just wasn't good.
Yeah.
Dogma was great. Fucking,
I'm still trying to...
Morissette.
Well, yeah, actually, the other thing,
George
going
Carlin.
Back to the comics, was... there's a Punisher series coming out on Netflix, too, that I'm pretty pumped for.
Yeah, they're making a Punisher series, which is going to be awesome. I'll
be honest.
See, another
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal is an amazing Punisher.
And Iron Fist does not have an amazing villain.
I don't understand why. I just don't get it. Yeah, Punisher
was... guys.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Punisher is going to be awesome. Punisher's supposed to be later this year. Yeah, Inhumans, I just have no desire... I mean, all Inhumans to me has been, hey, Fox has the rights to the X-Men, so Marvel needs another type of people like X-Men. So here's the Inhumans.
Yeah,
that's all it is to me. It's each person gets a separate power because of this mist they were exposed to.
Well,
if they had this special gene,
I'm looking forward to the next couple years. Go ahead.
It's
I'm
not,
sorry.
It's not really fair, really. Like that's. Their origin story is
a little different
for you. Are you fucking
It's the overly simplified version.
By a spider, you know what I mean? Like
it's the overly simplified version.
Your parents were shot by in a movie theater. Come on, you bitch!
Yeah, seriously.
Uncle
your parents'
Ben.
Planets blew up. God, grow up, you loser!
And suddenly it's like, oh well, this is so unrealistic.
Yeah.
This mist or these people who have this gene.
No! I'm saying
individual
it's...
powers. These motherfuckers.
No, I'm saying
it's... That's not real. That
I'm saying
happen.
It's similar to the X... It's too similar to the X-Men. All they were trying to do was push the X-Men out.
Well, that's
it's
the problem
actually,
with the
like,
X-Men. Mutants, so,
that's
yeah.
actually... That's Fantastic Four. I mean, that's how they
yeah,
got
they
their
go
powers.
To, they
that
get radioactive.
All
yeah.
DC stuff now. That's
but that's how Hulk
saying.
Got his powers.
They're just
radioactive
trying to emulate
yeah,
Marvel.
All...
Well, but DC... Inhumans is Marvel.
Inhumans is Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never yeah. Mind. Sorry. I can edit that out if you like.
Somebody lost a little street cred right there.
Did everyone notice how much I enjoyed calling Burton out?
I may have lost cred. It definitely wasn't street cred.
Okay.
Oh, it's some cred. Yeah, no, it's... they're not really... They've been copying each other since they started, though. But the comics have been back
no,
and forth and back
DC,
and forth.
There's only
behind.
So many ways you can
yeah,
make a person.
Superman, Batman, that's it. Everything else is Marvel.
Superman, Batman, that's it.
Yes. Name good DC shit. Go.
Wonder I don't know why you're looking at me. I'm...
Eh.
What?
Wonder Woman is a big deal. Like her movie is huge. You can't say
she's been
I'll
a
give,
big character
I'll give Wonder
for
Woman
a long
back in the day credit.
I mean, Flash.
Yeah. Aquaman.
The whole
Flash,
Amazon.
The Green
Woman's
Lantern.
Yeah. All that shit's terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to have any friends at
the Green Lantern
I was
is awesome.
I'll give you one.
Arguably,
I'm
the Green Lantern
the
is one of the greatest heroes and the greatest villains that was ever created. You know, he destroyed the universe.
Yeah.
Like, he went around and got the idea that, because his power, his green ring or whatever is all willpower, right? The more he gets, the better off he is. So he went through and, like, killed all of the... You're giving me that look like I'm nerding out too much, and I don't like it personally.
I don't think you're nerding out too much.
I'm
just think
saying,
you're completely wrong. This
no,
is fucking
he
terrible.
He killed the entire universe off. 0 hour. I mean,
yeah,
that's
I know.
It. Take, like, the Nightfall
either.
Series with... I mean, they literally... They have... I mean, not to harp
oh,
on Batman.
Squirrel Girl.
But
Nightfall's awesome.
They have aged Batman.
Squirrel Girl.
They have taken swords. Like, they literally broke his back so that he had to start, like, handing off his job to other people.
To other Batman.
And deal with the fact that he
and
was
Superman
stuck there.
And Superman died, and there were five other Supermen.
Seven.
How were there seven? That was pretty...
There weren't. There were four. Who was it?
Oh,
it
that was, so there was five.
Superboy.
Fucking amazing.
Supergirl.
Steel.
And what was the other one? And there was...
There was, Supergirl was it? No, Steel.
There was a girl
It was.
It was Superboy.
Whatever, Brainiac or something took a physical body, right?
Yeah,
like, it
was
the
Brainiac,
alien.
Yeah, and then it was Steel, and then there was the Mullet Superman. That was my favorite.
No, there was like Bizarro Superman. There was Steel.
Yeah,
there was
Superman.
Superboy.
Superboy,
and whoever
Steel,
the fuck else was.
The alien,
and there was a girl.
Yeah, there was four of them, yeah.
What was the alien?
There was
Steel. Well, no, we already said
no,
Steel.
There was the alien
the
version.
I know
that,
Shaquille O'Neal was Superman for a while.
That's another great
but
Superman
was,
movie.
That was closest to Superman, but, like, he was violent.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Bizarro Superman.
Yeah,
it
Bizarro
wasn't straight up Bizarro
Superman.
So
he was
Superman,
like the Superman in Man of Steel.
What was the fourth one?
Yeah, he was like a violent
one. Now that you're saying
no,
it
was like the dark, like,
the dark suit.
Floating around dude, completely...
Black suit.
Not even black suit. Like, he had the suit, but his...
Yeah, he was just like flat.
His skin was dark.
His skin was dark.
He must be a fucking villain.
He was evil.
Well, my opinion on the whole DC versus Marvel thing, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again because, you know, I have a microphone in front of me. But DC, in my opinion, had the better, like, individual heroes, but Marvel had the better teams.
I'll give you that, but
like Batman, like you put Batman up. You know,
I will give
Batman's
you that.
Bigger
but
than
only
any single
Batman, Superman.
The highest guy is Spider-Man. Like, the highest individual guy
Wonder
for
Woman.
Marvel is Spider-Man. And,
well, no,
and you want to
Captain America? Was...
No. I'm saying as far as sales and popularity.
Oh, Spider-Man's the number one.
Spider-Man is their number one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
DC, it's obviously Batman. But if you only have money to buy a comic Batman or Spider-Man, you're probably going to buy Batman.
It depends. I will give them that. Like, Batman and Superman are completely different individuals.
The Man of Steel, the Man of Tomorrow, which was the cyborg, the part human,
I forgot
part
about
cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah.
The Metropolis Kid.
Metropolis
the fuck is wrong with me?
Superboy.
And the Last Son of Krypton, which is the visored one that killed everybody. None of which ended up being the actual Superman. Spoiler alert.
Well, because when they killed him, guess what? They didn't actually kill him.
That's right.
Because you can't kill Superman. Because
he's a
god. Because you can't kill him,
He's not a god, he's an alien.
And that's my problem. That's my biggest problem with Superman is he's just too powerful. Like, I think he'd be a much better villain.
That's a whole other show.
Like, hey, Superman's a villain. He hoards all the kryptonite, hides it like in this giant lead room, and tries to remove all the kryptonite. So you're trying to stop Superman, so you have to scour the globe to find kryptonite in order to stop his evil plot.
But he keeps it all.
But he's trying to keep it all, yes. Like, it's basically just you're trying to fight this evil Superman organization of this all-powerful guy who just sends out guys trying to get... I think he'd be better as a villain.
Superman is
kind of
creepy, if you really think about it.
He's really...
With his X-ray vision.
Like, imagine yourself. All of a sudden, you go to another planet where you have all these... powers over everyone, right?
I totally have.
All of a sudden,
let's say you always imagine yourself as the hero, never the villain.
Never the villain, yeah.
Exactly, but if
villain ever thinks he's the villain.
No,
they all think they're fucking heroes.
They all think they're the good guys.
Well, that's
you
why
go
I
to
love
this
Magneto.
Other planet, you
Ooh,
have
Donald
all
Trump.
These powers that nobody else has. You're so much stronger than everyone.
Big D.
And you're like, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to pretend to be normal and try to bang chicks on this planet. That's a creepy fucking move. I'm sorry.
But only one.
There was Lana Lang.
That was Lana Lang, yeah, that's true.
And then there was Lois Lane, because God forbid their names
like,
are
I am
a little
literally,
too unsimilar.
I am literally so far above these beings.
Yeah.
It'd be like walking into a handicap hospital.
I feel like we should stop.
We're gonna
right
stop
now.
Like,
I'm gonna send you from the edit button,
girl?
And I'm gonna back it up.
I'm not saying this is what I would do. I'm saying this is what Superman does.
Don't make him edit this stuff.
Don't make it worse. Just don't make it worse.
I got your point.
We knew where you were going.
Alien, superpowered, comes down.
Got it.
Instead of doing, you know, just coming
what
out
most of us
the world,
would do,
he decides to sneak around as a human being and bang chicks.
Yeah. Let's not get it on
up.
Tape. what you don't want on tape, Bert.
That's exactly what I want on tape. Me calling Superman a creep.
No, that's on tape. And the other stuff.
Actually, no. We're saying the real life example. I was about to make the
episode funny, and it's like,
I think your analogy was not going to be fun.
I think Burton was going to be a creep.
I think it's hilarious. You guys are actually laughing at it right now. You're like, oh,
well. All right, I'm sorry.
That's an uncomfortable laughter.
It's not. It's
right. All right. Well,
I mean, like.
On next on Drinks with Larry.
Stronger, smarter. Well, no, it's just like
the villain, and the villains, I'd say, in general, are better with DC as well.
So it's Daniel. Did you just describe it as Daniel? I'm faster, smarter, and smarter than everybody here.
Superman would be a better villain just because, you know, he only has the one weakness. I mean, that's your basic villain.
If I was fucking Superman, that's...
You'd be Lois Lane.
If I was fucking Superman.
Daniel thinks Spawn was a good movie.
Yeah.
Oof. Spawn was terrible.
Yeah. Over Blade, too.
You're all terrible.
I mean, I could understand if you said Blade 2 or Blade 3. I could probably make an argument for that.
It's a trilogy. But it counts as the same movie.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
No. I agree. Because it had three before it was like, this is a trilogy.
Yeah, like Blade Star 2, Wars. Everyone was like, oh, there's a Blade 2? I like
that. All right, it's fine. I don't even give a shit.
You do.
Blade is still a bad movie. So you don't even have to count the two unwatchable sequels. The movie sucked.
Says the man who liked Ghost Rider.
I'm the same. First Blade.
Nicolas Cage is Ghost Rider.
Nicolas Cage is good.
I want to be clear in case they make another Ghost Rider with somebody else in it. That if someone listens to this, going to. I like.
Well, they
Nicolas
did on
Cage
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and he was far superior.
No, it's not possible.
Yeah, it was.
I believe Nicolas Cage is actually a flaming skeleton.
He might be at this point.
He might be.
Yeah, he might be. I don't know.
That. Yeah. No.
If someone sold his soul for a career. Nicolas Cage. No,
he's going to save the Bill of Rights. And
he's going to write on the back of the Constitution and save the world.
Oh, God. He's going to
bang Elvis's daughter, which is, like I said, obviously somewhere along the line.
No.
I don't know.
And on that note, well, thanks again for listening to Drinks with Larry. I appreciate Daniel, Burton, and Brian joining
us. You're welcome.
So.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Yeah, I think this has been very eye-opening.
Eye-opening how?
Just eye-opening. I think it's been a good conversation.
You mean we learned a lot about you and how weird you are?
I mean, let's be honest. Take a look at us. All of us are weird.
I don't want to talk about
it. I don't think there's anything we said today that would be a surprise.
Anyways, on that note, I want to thank you guys for being here. And
you're welcome.
It's been a great episode, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks.
You're quite welcome, Larry.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry, I don't want to be rude.